Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Economics: How Our Economy Works and Doesn't Work. In Words and Pictures is a graphic nonfiction book by Michael Goodwin, illustrated by Dan E. Burr, that explains the development of modern economics through a combination of historical narrative, visual satire, and accessible exposition. Rather than treating economics as a set of abstract formulas, the book follows the evolution of economic thought from Adam Smith through major figures such as Marx, Ricardo, and Keynes, then connects those ideas to modern events in the United States and the wider world. Its purpose is not to provide technical training, but to help general readers understand how markets, government policy, financial crises, and public debates about the economy fit together. The graphic format makes the subject approachable, while the historical framing shows that economic ideas are contested, incomplete, and often shaped by political context. It is designed for citizens, voters, and non-specialists who want a clearer basis for judging economic claims. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a historical tour of economic thought from Adam Smith to the modern era. The book is built around the history of economic ideas, beginning with the origins of classical economics and moving through the major thinkers who shaped later debates. Adam Smith appears as the starting point, not as a simplified symbol of free markets, but as part of a longer intellectual tradition that includes Ricardo, Marx, and Keynes. This historical structure matters because the book does not present economics as a timeless toolkit. Instead, it shows how each theory emerged in response to specific social and industrial conditions. By tracing the development of ideas over time, economics helps readers see that economic theory is not a single settled discipline, but a sequence of arguments about labor, value, growth, crisis, and government action. The historical approach also makes it easier to understand why later policy disputes often repeat older debates in new forms. Readers are encouraged to view economics as an evolving conversation rather than a closed system of expert knowledge. Secondly, using the graphic novel format to make difficult economic concepts legible. One of the book's defining features is its use of comics to explain material that is often presented in dense academic prose. Dan E. Burr's illustrations use caricature, symbolism, and visual compression to represent abstract ideas such as corporations, markets, and state intervention in a way that readers can grasp quickly. This format does more than simplify. It changes how the material is processed. Visual metaphors make it easier to compare competing interests, track the movement of power, and recognize the human consequences of policy choices. The book also uses humor and irony to reduce the intimidation factor that often surrounds economics, especially for readers without formal training. At the same time, the graphic style can expose the limits of simplification, since any visual summary risks leaving out nuance. Economics uses that tension productively. It invites readers in with accessible drawings while still pushing them to think critically about what gets lost when economic systems are reduced to diagrams or slogans. Thirdly, showing how markets, mixed economies, and regulation actually interact. A major theme of economics is the gap between idealized market theory and the real functioning of economic systems. The book explains that markets are rarely purely free in practice. They operate alongside laws, institutions, public spending, taxation, and regulation. This is why the book gives attention to mixed economies rather than treating government involvement as an exception. It discusses how intervention can solve real problems, such as instability, inequality, or systemic failure, while also creating new complications if regulation is poorly designed or captured by private interests. The value of this approach is that it avoids simplistic pro-market or anti-market conclusions. Instead, readers are shown that economic outcomes depend on the structure of rules and incentives, not just on abstract faith in efficiency. By presenting railroads, New Deal policies, and financial regulation as examples of mixed economic practice, the book demonstrates that every economy already contains a blend of public and private power, even when political language pretends otherwise. Fourthly, explaining financial crisis, stagflation, and policy failure through historical context. Economics pays close attention to moments when economic orthodoxies break down, especially crises that expose the weaknesses of prevailing theories. Topics such as stagflation, stimulus, and market collapse are used to show that no model can perfectly predict real-world outcomes. The book emphasizes that policy responses often involve trade-offs rather than clean solutions. A stimulus may stabilize employment while increasing debt, and regulation may reduce abuse while introducing bureaucracy or loopholes. This historical framing is important because it prevents readers from interpreting crisis as a temporary anomaly. Instead, it becomes evidence that economic systems are fragile, adaptive, and shaped by feedback between finance, politics, and public expectations. The book also makes clear that expert language can obscure uncertainty. By returning repeatedly to actual historical episodes, It asks readers to judge policies by results, not by slogans. This makes the book useful as a guide to reading contemporary economic debate, since it trains the reader to ask what problem a policy is really trying to solve and what unintended effects it may create. Lastly, a civic guide for evaluating economic claims in public debate. The book is aimed at a broad public audience because its underlying argument is that economic literacy is a civic skill. Goodwin presents economics as something voters need in order to interpret claims from politicians, media figures, and financial institutions, rather than treating readers as students preparing for advanced study. Economics treats them as participants in public life who need enough understanding to question misleading narratives. This practical orientation is one of its strongest features. It does not claim that everyone should become an economist, but it argues that everyone should recognize recurring patterns of overconfidence in models, selective use of history, and the tendency of powerful actors to frame their interests as neutral expertise. The book stands out by combining accessibility with skepticism. It teaches enough theory to clarify debate, yet it constantly reminds readers that theory is limited and context-dependent. As a result, readers gain not only background knowledge, but also a method for thinking critically about unemployment, trade, regulation, and government spending in everyday political discourse. In conclusion, economics is best suited for general readers, students, teachers, journalists, and voters who want a clearer entry point into economics without starting from a textbook. It is especially useful for people who have felt excluded by technical jargon or frustrated by partisan arguments that reduce complex economic questions to slogans. Its main benefit is not technical mastery, but intellectual orientation. It helps readers understand how major economic ideas developed, why they compete with one another, and how they show up in real policy debates. Compared with standard economics books, it stands out because it combines historical explanation, visual storytelling, and critical commentary in a format that is unusually easy to absorb. Compared with many popular economics titles, it is less focused on one theory or one headline issue and more focused on building durable literacy across the whole subject. That broader scope, along with its comic book format, makes it memorable and practical. Readers come away better prepared to assess claims about markets, regulation, crisis, and government action in public life. If you would like to support Michael Goodwin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.